George Conway, Congress has constitutional duty to remove cancer Trump. By Joshua Kaplan on April 18, 2019. Attorney George Conway, husband of White House aide Kellyanne Conway, called on Congress to remove President Donald Trump from office following the Thursday release of special counsel Robert Mueller's report. What the Mueller report disturbingly shows, with crystal clarity, is that today there is a cancer in the presidency. President Donald J. Trump, Conway wrote in a Washington Post opinion editorial. Congress now bears the solemn constitutional duty to excise that cancer without delay. The frequent Trump critic went on to argue that Mueller's findings lay out how the president committed wrongdoing, disqualifying him from the presidency. The investigation that Trump tried to interfere with here to protect his own personal interests was in significant part an investigation of how hostile foreign power interfered with our democracy, wrote Conway. If that's not putting personal interests above a presidential duty to the nation, nothing is. Conway's op-ed comes after progressive Democrat reps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Al Green, DTX, reaffirmed their support for bringing impeachment proceedings against President Trump. The former said Thursday that she will sign a resolution by fellow freshman Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, that calls for the House Judiciary Committee to investigate whether the president committed impeachable offenses. Mueller's report is clear in pointing to Congress' responsibility in investigating obstruction of justice by the president, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. It is our job as outlined in Article 1, Sec 2, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution, added the self-declared Democratic Socialist. As such, I'll be signing onto it Rashida Tlaib's impeachment resolution. The Justice Department on Thursday released a redacted version of the Mueller report that cleared the Trump campaign and Russia of collusion during the 2016 presidential election. Conway, once under consideration to be a top DOJ official, has emerged as one of the president's most outspoken critics on Twitter. A litigator for the New York City-based law firm Wachtell, Lipton, Rosen, and Katz, Conway has authored several op-eds arguing against some of President Trump's actions, including the appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general, which he called both illegal and unconstitutional. In recent weeks, Conway has repeatedly questioned whether the president possesses the mental facilities for the White House. President Trump has dismissed Conway's harsh criticisms as a means to attract publicity for himself, once referring to him as a husband from hell.